والسلام على سيدنا محمد. سيدنا مطلب today is the biggest day we can ever realize on this earth. It's a great day for all of us in our fast and outside of our fast. Because this spirit, this fast, the beauty that we have experienced here and will be experiencing here until we return to our destination back home. This duty, this strength, is going to be a germ of healthy life for those people that you'll be living with until we pass away from this earth. There are so little things that I would like to say, but I would just make a few comments and go. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was mentioned by Allah to preach the religion of Islam, he began preaching that religion in a place that was the worst place perhaps on earth in terms of spiritual development, in terms of moral development. Perhaps Arabia, I'm sure, was the Mecca. Arabia, I'm sure, was the worst
Thank you. diversity of people, it ain't no constant thing. In history, it's a thing undergoing change. It just tells us that this historical pattern has existed for these people, and that represents their distinct historical pattern, right? That's all it tells us. Now, let us look at nationalism just briefly. Nationalism is identity with a name, with a nation, pardon me, identity with a political form of life, social order, political form of life. That's nationalism. Most of the people we call Africans, they just recently coming into some kind of nationalism. Do you know that? You think they've been nationalist? No, they haven't. They were tribal. They were tribal. They just recently coming into national life. Most of them. All right, Ethiopia has long been a nation. Few others have been nations for a long time. The white man made most of those so-called nations that we know over there right now. White man decided their geography and everything, where they would be and everything. White man cut up the land and called this, that, this, that, this, that. This is a reality we have to know. All right, so when we're talking about nationalism, we are talking about limited concepts. If I say I identify with a certain nation, just to identify with a certain nation and not identify with something bigger will limit me. It will keep me from really getting the full life that Allah intended for me. Why? Because there are other nations. There are other nations. National life does not hold the destiny of man. No man have been able to come into his full destiny through national life. Man must come into an idea bigger than national life. That's when he's able to move into his full destiny. That's what you have to understand. And I know I'm talking in a city in Harlem where black nationalists are thick. And so thick is almost like the intense darkness we talked about earlier. All right, not to criticize, but that's the way it is. Okay, now, dear beloved people, to speak of al-Islam, or Islam as commonly called, to speak of that as an Arab religion is sheer stupidity. Listen, listen, please listen. To speak of al-Islam, or the Quran, as a white man's religion, a white man's founded religion, is sheer stupidity. Why? Because you don't understand this great phenomenon we call revelation. When you call Marxism a racist concept, will you call Marxism a race ideology? No, you can't. Those who said no, you're right. No, you can't. Why? Because it is founded upon the universal behavior principles of material nature. And that knowledge is not white. It's not black, it's not east, it's not west. That knowledge is science. So you can't say that's white man. Now, I don't care if a white man did write it. He didn't discover it. And if he discovered it, he discovered it in the simple sense of discovering something. He was blessed to see into it. But he didn't invent it. The scientific basis for it, the reality for it, is there in the material nature and the material behavior. And anybody, black as I am or black as you are, you can go there and study the material nature and you can locate everything Marx has discovered. You can locate it for yourself. So it's not belonging to any race. Now, when we look at our religion and Islam, I am challenging this because this is the plan of the devil to keep our people away from their last hope by making them think to identify with Islam or Islam is to identify with the Arabs. It's to come under their race or to come under them. No, this is not Arab. Prophet Muhammad, he didn't glorify the Arab. He had to fight the Arabs. He started off by himself. Luckily got his wife. Wife was with him from the very start, pardon me. And a few close relatives were with him. But he was almost alone. The first revelation was he was by himself. He came back and told his wife of his experience. His wife was impressed and said, I believe God has inspired you. And from there it began to grow. He got a few others. But for about 10 or 11 years, he had no real support from the Arabs. He was put out of his native city, Mecca, by the Arabs. The Arabs put him out. But Allah blessed him to grow, as he intended. And he came right back to Mecca and brought those people to accept his leadership. All right, so you must understand that. And the Quran addressed the Arabs. Saying the desert Arabs say they believe. They say not you believe, because faith has not yet entered your hearts. So he had to contend with his own people, no Arab religion. And the Quran doesn't say that this is founded on any Arab inheritance. It doesn't trace the genealogy of Prophet Muhammad in the Quran to establish no lineage of Prophet Muhammad in a race line to say that this is identifiable with a race. If you have a reason to reject anything because it's racist, you should reject the Bible. Because the Bible traced the genealogy of non-black people. And try to make it seem that Adam was of the Jewish people. And that they traced that line all the way back to Adam. And it comes up to the Jew, and then finally to Jesus Christ, a Jew. That's the Bible. Now, if you want to call something racist, why don't you call the Bible racist? Because the Bible does establish itself on the genealogy of men that they say belong to a Jewish family line. But Islam does not recognize any such thing. And Islam say, no, Abraham was not a Jew or a Christian. He was a Muslim. And then Islam say, the sun is Muslim. The moon is Muslim. The earth is Muslim. Muslim is the natural order of God's creation. Muslim is the tendency in God's creation to obey his will. That's what Muslim means. And you don't have to take this from me. Go ask the Muslim scholar. He'll tell you, yes, that's what we believe. All right. So for the first time, we got religion as God promised us it would come. That his religion would grow out of narrow, narrow confines. That it'll grow out of racial, tribal confines. It'll grow out of nationalism. It will grow out into the broad world of man to embrace the whole life of humanity. And that will become the universal light of truth that is reconciled with the sciences upon which the whole universe is constructed. Now, you have a chance to identify with that. You're going to let the same manipulators, the same ones who have given you tokenism for all these generations, sensitize you and make you reject this religion, calling it Arab-given religion. Some fools have told me that. Say you were following your father. Your father at least had his own brand of Islam. Say your father took it out of the Arab's hand and made it his own. Farrar gave Honorable Elijah Muhammad what he presented to us. We have the facts to back it up. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't give us those lessons. Number one lesson, 14 questions and answers, student enrollment, 40 questions and answers. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad never gave us the FOI, MGT, the University of Islam. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad never gave us Yaqub's history. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad never told us the white man was a devil. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad never told us that black man was God. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad never told us that Farrar was God. Farrar himself said it. He told the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that. So let's trace it back to where it came from. It came from a foreigner. And that's why it was unsuccessful. The black man is innocent in America. He has been blinded. He's been hit in the head with the hammer of this world. He has been blinded, and he's searching for understanding. He may become a drunk. He may become a dope addict. He may become a pimp. He may become a prostitute. He may become a sissy. He may become just a maniac, but he's sincere. He wants to know the truth. Yes, he wants to know the truth because he's been cut off from the truth, and he wants to get back to the truth. And we are in these traps and in the predicament we're in, not because of our doing, but because foreign people have dictated to us where we should go. And God damn it, no more!